Hello everyone, this is Jeff with the last of the Stanley Cup Final Playoff Edition podcast that I'm going to do for this year. This is my signing off for a wonderful season of Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. In a couple of weeks, we'll start season two because we'll be talking about the draft and getting prepared for next year. But what I want to say from the bottom of my heart, thank you, Dallas Stars, for playing as hard as you did, for giving us a wonderful playoff run. You know, as Jamie Benn says, it sucks. 2 games away from winning the ultimate prize. But there's things that happen, like one of them I know for certain was injuries. I mean, not having Faxa, not having Como, the big hitters, the big strong guys that give us a little bit more grit to help us through some of the hitting that Tampa Bay gave out. And, you know, Tyler Seguin, you were getting your groove in the end, but I did fight for you the whole playoff series, but it just didn't happen soon enough. As I've had chance to sit back and realize that you should have been able to put it together sooner. But I don't know how much that was good goaltending or you just being in a funk. Because there was many, many times where I thought, man, there's that powerful shot. It's about to go in. But as a Dallas Stars fan, 20 years ago, it was a long time to not be here, and we got back. You know, there's a lot of sports fans of different sports that will always argue with me about this being the hardest trophy to win. They're like, well, why not football? Why not baseball? Baseball is 162 games. Well, once again, how much physical aggression do you have in baseball? Yes, occasionally you guys, you know, run into a second baseman when you're trying to steal a base. There is some of that, but it's truly a hitting sport. It's a aggressive sport. It's a dangerous sport, hockey is. Yes, football, you guys do tackle people, but whistle, you blow a whistle, you stop a play. They go and, you know, reset the chains. It's not as consistently going as hockey is. So at the end of the day, the Stanley Cup is the hardest trophy to win in all of sports. I don't care what people say. You will not have an argument to win that from me. And at the end of the day, we ended up being more banged up in the end, but that still is no excuse because I know that there was injuries on the other side. But there's something that you have to come into conclusion with when you think about the Tampa Bay Lightning. That team has been together a lot longer than we have. I mean, we've had Jamie Benn, we've had Tyler Seguin, we've had Faxa, we've had Lindell, King Klingberg. We've had some pieces, but this year was the first year that we had all the pieces together, and we haven't had the new pieces that we added for very long. So you got to look at when you have a nucleus like they had, they're a little bit more seasoned than we were. But think about how wonderful that is. We made a run, an incredible run. Everybody counted us out. And if anybody watches any hockey news or reads any hockey publications, we weren't supposed to beat Colorado. We weren't supposed to beat Vegas. Vegas was up there to win the Stanley Cup. Colorado was up there to win the Stanley Cup. But by grit and sheer determination, we made it to the final. There'll be more questions to ask as the next season comes around about what do we need, what don't we need, was there a piece missing? I'm not going to get into any of that today because I just want to savor the run that we had and what wonderful players that we have on this team. It took me a few days to get here because, as a passionate fan of this sport, I wasn't ready to talk about it yet because I was crying. A lot of people tell me this is just sports. Well, for some of us, we never got to experience anything but being a fan. And I take my fandom very seriously. I'm proud to be a Dallas Stars hockey fan. I've been proud for over, 15 close to 20 years of watching Dallas Stars hockey. And until I leave this earth, I will be shouting, "Go Stars!" And the one last thing I will say, Rick Bowness, you said you still had passion to coach. I would love for you to come back and get a full year as the head coach of the Dallas Stars and show that passion again because you did something magical with this team. When Montgomery got fired, we were 1-9-1 under him. We weren't very good. You got a hold of us at the Winter Classic, and that's when the magic began. You had everybody buying into what you were teaching. So I hope in the next few weeks we get to hear that we're giving you a deal to stay, because I think you're the miracle man. Anyway, this is the last of the Dallas Star Hockey Minute for Season 1 edition and the last of the Stanley Cup edition. Hopefully, next season we'll be talking about the Stanley Cup playoffs again. Just know in a week or so, Season 2 will start and it will be about free agency, trades, all the things that start happening in the off season. So everybody get ready for that as we're getting closer to the start of a new year. Thanks for everyone that's participated and listening. I hope that this turns out to be a very good podcast and that people continue to listen and be a part of the hockey world as much as I am. Thanks for listening. Go Stars.